out in the woods. We'll have a heck of a time.
It is that time of the year. Lots of kids headed to camps. And so many different times. Like, if you think about what camps were available years ago, it was camp, right? You went to camp. You learned how to canoe. You probably pulled a couple wood ticks off your leg. You had a campfire. You sang some songs. That was camp. Now, I mean, gosh, they've got tech camps. They've got basketball and sports camps. They've got science camps. They've got, you name it, all kinds of different. But that is part of summer for so many kids and families. Camp is part of summer. And every summer, hundreds of kids pack their bags and head out to whatever that summer camp might be. There is one, and I learned about this last year. In fact, we talked to them on the show last year, that is extra special. It's a one-of-a-kind camp in Saskatoon that brings kids together who share something quite personal, a congenital or acquired heart condition. Last summer, we had Champs Camp join the show. CHAMPS is short for Children's Healthy Heart Activity Monitoring Program in Saskatchewan, and it was founded over a decade ago to help these special heart kids. This year, we're speaking with a camper who was at camp this year, because the camp just happened, actually, it just concluded last week. So our next guests that are joining us will talk about the fun, talk about the importance of this camp, because it doesn't just give kids community and friendship, but it teaches them the importance of mental health and taking care of themselves. I'm happy to have a couple of guests joining me in studio today. I've got CHAMPS Program Coordinator Matthew Chapelsky. Matthew, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And I've got a camper, 16-year-old Kendall Hickson, joining us in studio as well. Kendall, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks. Good to have you, Kendall. Thanks for being here. So let's start maybe with you, Matthew. What is CHAMPS Camp? How did this get started? What is the need?
Yeah, so it got started, as you mentioned, over 10 years ago. This summer was our 11th summer, and it started by two heart moms of kids who had become adults, and they saw that the cardiac program for adults in Saskatoon is really, really great. But they were like, I think there's a need for kids. And so they started talking to different people, and it ended up at the College of Kinesiology at the U of S, who kind of spearheaded this, you know, week-long summer rehab camp where we mix physical activity, mental well-being, nutrition, and a bunch of different things together for kind of, yeah, a little fun summer camp that is, you know, rehab and health promotion in kids.
Kendall, you were at camp this year. How many times have you been to camp, Kendall?
Nine times.
So tell me what you take away from your experience going. I mean, you've been there almost every year that the camp has been running.
Yeah, I think it's just really important to go because not many kids have this opportunity. And I've made some pretty great friendships, and I will continue to keep going back. And even after I'm graduated out of camp, I'll keep going back as a counselor.
Well, I can't help but think you're 16 years old now. You're looked at as one of like the mentors at the camp, because this camp is for kids 7 to 17. So I'm sure some of those young kids look up to you and the others that are a little bit older that have been there for a number of years. That's got to feel good as well.
Yeah. When I was a young camper, I always looked up to the kids who were older than me. I have one of the most common heart conditions, and there was an older camper that was always kind of there for me and helped me through everything. So that was nice.
Can you give me a bit of an idea, Kendall? Maybe I'll stay with you for a second here, of what a day looks like at camp. What are some of the activities, not only that you enjoy, but that, you know, you think are, that make this camp a little bit different than every other camp?
There's some like more mental aspects, I think. We do psychology and nutrition and have those kinds of talks that are harder to have than just your regular talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we do like rock climbing, and there's a gymnastics room that we play in. We just play different sports, and yeah.
Kendall Hickson, one of two guests that I've got in. Kendall, 16 years old. She was a CHAMPS camper in this year's camp. Matthew Chapelsky is also joining me, CHAMPS program coordinator. Matthew, why are things like the mental health discussions, the nutrition discussions, why are those an important part of this special camp?
Yeah, so congenital heart disease is one that affects everything. So it's not just like physical activity related, but there's important things in regards to nutrition for living a healthy life, as well as mental well-being, as this condition can come with, you know, different health anxiety or just social anxiety and things like that. And another thing that I haven't been able to mention just yet too, but a lot of it can impact parents and siblings as well. And so that's what's really unique with us as well too, is we have some psychology sessions for parents and different sessions as well where families can bring their siblings and their kids get to see their, you know, brother or sister being active with other HEART kids too and talk to other HEART kids. And so it's really a whole family affair, and we go, obviously the child is super important, but we try to go beyond that as
mm-hmm.
well.
It's a fascinating story. I love the concept of it. I love the success that this camp has had. Can you talk a bit about, Matthew, the programming? When you're looking at a camp for kids 7 to 17, that's a fairly wide span. And someone like Kendall, who's been there, as she said, for 9 years, she's 16 years old now. How do you tailor to meet the needs, both physically and mentally, intellectually, of the younger campers versus the older campers?
Yeah, so when it first started, there was actually only 10 kids that came, and it just started just in Saskatoon. And then over the years now, we've expanded, and we have people coming from all over southern Saskatchewan and northern Saskatchewan as well, and we're able to get like hotel rooms for the families and stuff. But in regards to how we kind of break it down, in the morning, we do like a 7 to 10-year-old range, which is generally, you know, kids who are a little bit more kind of rambunctious or like to run around and play different styles of games. And then we do kind of an afternoon session with older kids from 11 to 17. And there we do more like, here's what your HEART condition means. Here's some ways that you can like understand if you're maybe need to take a break, different things like that too. And then as well, kind of tapping to the psychology, we can, you know, break it down a little bit from, obviously lots of these kids are going to cardiology with their parents, whereas some of these older kids now are going to start to eventually, you know, go off to university and be on their own. And so there's a little bit more about like going to a cardiologist by yourself, perhaps for the first time, which might be kind of a unique experience for some of our older campers.
Matthew Chapelski is CHAMPS program coordinator with the CHAMPS camp. Is it free? Is there a cost to it?
So it's completely free. We are funded by a bunch of different incredible sponsors that we've had for long periods of time, as well as a lot of donations through either community members or families themselves.
Is this, I remember the website was Mending Little Hearts. Is this the same website?
Yeah, mendinglittlehearts.ca.
Mendinglittlehearts.ca. So I'm assuming you take donations there if people want to hear about this and want to get involved.
Yeah, there's a donate page. I believe if you go to that website, right at the very top, there's a donate button.
Okay. Kendall, I want to bring you back into the conversation. Kendall Hickson is 16 years old. She has been a CHAMPS camper for a number of years, 9 years, attending this year at the age of 16. So by my calculations, looking at the camp, you've got 1 year left. But you said, Kendall, you're interested in coming back and giving back even after you're past the age of attending the camp.
Yeah, there's lots of old campers that come back as counselors, and I've always kind of wanted to do that because I don't really want to let it go yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important, and I look forward to it every year. I always call it the best week of the year. So, like this year, there was probably like 7 old campers that came back, and they were helping out, and the help is needed, obviously, because there's a lot of kids that are starting to come. And once things get popular and stuff, there'll be more kids and they will need more help.
I mean, it kind of goes to the mentorship thing that I mentioned to you earlier. As a 16-year-old, you're experiencing this, but if you come back as an 18, a 19, a 20-year-old, not only do you have the experience of attending the camp, but you can relate to the kids, whatever their you know, health condition might be. You've got a perspective that would be very helpful as a camp counselor, for example.
Yeah, I can come back and show them that you can grow up and you can be an adult and you can do things that you want to do, and I can show them that they can be successful.
How do people go about, if Matthew, if there's someone listening to this and they think, geez, that would be great for my child, my grandchild, they fit into this. Is there a way, is there an application process, or how does that work?
So on the Mending Little Hearts website, there is like a page where it talks about like some of the different programs that we offer, and there is a contact email on there. So if you want, that's one way you do it. We also are on Instagram as well. I believe it's Sask Champs Camp or Champs Camp Sask, one of the two, but you can look on there and There's a few of, and if you're interested in seeing more about kind of what we do and what camp looks like, you can message us on there as well.
I'll give the last word to you, Kendall. What would be the message to a family member that's listening right now that thinks this might be a great opportunity for a youngster in their family next year? What would you say to them?
Do it. Just sign up and do it. It doesn't cost anything, and it's priceless what you get out of it. I still have my friends this day that I met on the first day and still talk to them, and I think it's definitely worth it. And there's not really any struggle that comes with it, so it's pretty easy, and I'll cherish it.
Good stuff. Kendall, Matthew, thank you so much for joining me in studio for this important chat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here. The Children's Healthy Heart Activity Monitoring Program, otherwise known as CHAMPS Camp, love this initiative. And again, you can find out more by going to mendinglittlehearts.ca. All right, we're going to meet a pretty impressive fella here who's doing his second walk across Canada for a good cause. He just happens to be in Regina and is joining me in studio for this chat next. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.